Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, that's who I am.
Take 2.
No, there's no take 2. This is live. Live without a net. We don't like nets. It actually has an escape hatch for turtles in our nets that we have. Does that make sense, CJ?
Sure it does.
Sure it does. Bubble Boy, you'll back me up on that, right?
I think you were rushing. No, you were dragging.
Maybe, that could be. I was probably dragging because after the Dima show, you know, there's a lot of, recovery time that is sometimes necessary after an event like this.
So for those who don't know, maybe some new divers, Dive Equipment Manufacturers Association, huge trade show.
Dive Equipment and Marketing Association.
Oh, I thought it was manufacturers.
You're wrong.
Way to go. See, we learned something.
Yes. Yeah, actually, it used to be that, and they changed it many years ago. But it's marketing now, yeah. So there you go. You did learn something.
And you also, and now I've forgotten it.
What?
But you, just that fast.
You also learned that I got an award. I got my first dive industry award at the
DEMA
show.
Well, I saw this beautiful award sitting here
this
on your counter.
It's like a piece of art, isn't it?
It says Platinum Pro Diver, the world's most elite water explorers.
Yes, how about that?
But inexplicably, there's a picture of you on it.
Well, I know. That's the whole purpose. I mean, Ryan is CJ's son. He's in the studio, too. And Ryan, you saw that, right? That's what you want to get. You want to get that kind of card.
I mean, if
someday.
I have enough money to travel. Which I probably
won't. You don't need any money to travel.
I'll
to
be
get
a hobo when I grow up. That's my career.
Well, at least you're ambitious.
Aim high.
Yes. And you trained him well, CJ. Or you've scarred him for life. Well, a little bit of the same. Or one in the same.
No, maybe. He's smart. He's smart.
Yeah, no, but actually, give me the award. Give me my Platinum Pro 5000 award.
Whoops. Oh, my God.
Spilled a beer on it. Why'd you spill
your beer?
He
just shattered it.
This is going to blow your mind. Because what's cool about this is actually, it's a plaque. And like you said, it says Platinum Pro Diver, and then it has a little card with my picture on it. But see, this slides away, and that actually is a new certification card that I have. Actually, I can't get it out. I have
so
two of them.
You have to bring that with you on every dive?
No, No, this is for the plaque, and they gave me a second card.
You could almost put
it in my wallet.
Like a waterproof phone case.
That's a quality snapping noise.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It is. It's quality. Yeah. See?
I think
it is pretty nice. Did I break it? No, it does.
That's very cool.
It's supposed to do that. Oh, it's magnetic.
We're all just jelly.
That's what it
first
is. It's magnetic.
And then Greg breaks it.
Yeah. Well, it is cool. It's my first dive industry award, and I now belong to the world's most elite water explorers with my Platinum Pro 5000 Diver Award. It actually says I have over 3,000 dives. So it doesn't say 5,000. It says, I don't know what the hell it says. I can't read it. I don't have my
glasses.
Next
time you go on a boat, you go, but, so losers, look at my Platinum 5000.
That's right. It's a bragging rights, man. Chick magnet right there. Learn from the experts there, my friend Ryan.
I was going to ask you if your wife was impressed by that.
No, she didn't care. One iota. However, still, it is cool that was my, I actually got an award. I've been recognized. And we joke and we kid, but honestly, it was quite humbling. And I was honored to get that award at the DEMA show, this year.
Man, what a year. First Sharknado 3, now this.
Sharknado 3, USA Today used us as a resource for one of their articles.
That's right. Do you worry that it's all downhill from here?
You know, I'll be honest. I've thought about that. Like, how are we possibly going to top what has happened this past year with Scuba Radio and all the...
Can he be stopped?
I doubt it. Well, actually, yes, easily. Dead in our tracks.
A stiff wind.
Maybe. Yeah. But honestly, it's going to be tough to top what has happened this past year. Even the DEMA show itself, we gave away so much stuff. I wonder this every year going into the show, like, how am I possibly going to come up with all the stuff that we give away every year and try to do better than the year before? And miraculously, we have managed to do just that.
You have some good partners there.
Absolutely. The supporters of Scuba Radio, like Explore Ventures, this year Fiji picked up, or stepped up. Also, our friends from the Bahamas. You know, we gave away literally over, I think, 10 major trips to different places in the world at the DEMA show.
That's,
I mean,
10.
Major, like liveaboard trips, you know,
wow.
Trips to Fiji with airfare, you know, over to the Bahamas with Stuart Coves and dive packages with those folks. I mean, it was crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. So
thinking about quitting the show just so I might be eligible for some of these, winning some of these.
No, you're
still eligible.
Yeah, you could do that.
I didn't win nothing. I didn't even get a T-shirt. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
It's okay,
well, you know, Ryan's going to become a diver and start working in the industry so you can retire.
Hey. Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, something like that. All right, so now via the web, we also have Jerry the Diver Guy, M&M, as we're calling Mark, or M1, M2, maybe like Thing 1, Thing 2. Maybe you want to be M1? Maybe that's what we do, Mark, you think? Maybe,
M1's maybe, good. I like M1.
M1, yeah, kind of like
M1
a Bond.
M1 Shyamalan.
No.
I'm kind of like your first fan anyway, Greg, so that kind of fits, right?
That is a good point, because he was there in the beginning, literally 18 years ago. I mean, the guy's like 80 years old. So M1 it is. I like it. So also, Jerry the Diver Guy and Pup, the Scuba Cowboy, has joined us via the web. Pup, are you with us now? Do I got you? Come in, Pup.
I'm here.
There he is. He's a little low. He's a little slow because after the DEMA show, you had a little mishap. Am I right there, buddy? Tell us about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Is that loud enough now or no?
Well, it's late. We'll make it work. Talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we did have a little bit of a mishap. It was just kind of a freak thing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes these things happen, and you just never know. Had a fantastic time at DEMA, obviously. But I had an early flight because I had to go to the Keys before DEMA, so I kind of decided to land in between the two.
Yeah.
So I actually flew in and out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a rental car, and we're heading back down to Miami early. We slept for about 4 hours Saturday night after DEMA, heading down for a 7 a.m. flight out of Miami, and we were on the 91 Turnpike there, just tooling along. Mermaid Tiffany's sleeping, you know, in the passenger seat, crashed out, of course, being a huge support to make sure that I stay awake.
Right.
But,
these kids today, I swear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, you know, life's so rough, you know.
Yeah.
But I coffeed up and, you know, I was good to go. Like I said, I had 3 or 4 hours of sleep, so I was fine.
Yeah.
And I was just tooling along, had the cruise control on and just kind of, you know, blitzing and a little over halfway there. And all of a sudden, literally in my headlights is what appeared to me to be half of an axle. And I know that sounds like the weirdest thing, but I literally had just enough time for my cognitive reasoning to go, wow, that looks like half of an axle. And here's the really odd part.
Yeah.
Okay. And the cop looked at me like I was crazier than a you-know-what rat. But anyhow, I really did. The axle was standing like it was a half of an axle, and it was on end, so it looked like a bar stool in the middle of the road. Like the tire was parallel to the ground.
Okay.
Not flat on the ground, but standing up. So it looked like a mushroom or a bar stool in the middle of the road. I had just enough time to see it, because it's only about 3 foot tall, so I only saw it like 10, maybe 15 feet before my, you know, in front of my headlights, and just enough time to go, wow, I'm going to hit this.
Right.
And that was pretty much it.
All right.
So
no, hold on. I got a bad feeling where this is going. As you told the officer, I ran into a mushroom, and then you were walking lines after that, I'm guessing. Am I right there, Pup, or no?
No, actually, he... But I thought about that. He was looking at me like I was crazy, though. He didn't believe me. Yeah. Until he actually, you know, went down the road and found a semi 3/4 of a mile down the road that was missing an entire axle.
Yeah.
And then all the pieces kind of fit together. But literally, I hit this thing solid at 70 miles. I didn't have time to hit my brakes. And so, which wouldn't have been so bad, except that obviously it's a huge axle. It carried a lot of weight. So it immediately caved the entire front of the car in, and what's worse is every single airbag in the car went off, even the side curtains. I didn't even know they had airbags above, like, both of the side windows, front and back seat.
Well, that's one way to find out, I guess, isn't it?
That's one way to find out, yeah. Exactly. And mm-hmm. everything went off, and, of course, all the smoke is all over the cab. So then you have no idea where you're going, and you're still going 70 miles an hour down the road.
Mm.
That's the challenging part.
Yeah.
So literally what I did is, at that point, Mermaid Tiffany, I kind of assumed, was awake, and I said, hang on, honey, because I don't have any idea where we're going, and we're still going really, really fast.
Wow.
And so I basically just tried to feel the car. I was pumping the brakes because I was really worried about rolling it.
Sure.
Because pretty much in Florida, anytime you go off the road, it's likely you're going to end up in a swamp, and you might get eaten by alligators.
That's yeah, well, you got that to look forward to. Yeah. All right. This is crazy. This is crazy. This happened right after the DEMA show.
This is the craziest thing I ever
And obviously,
heard.
He lived through it. We haven't heard from Tiffany yet, but we'll get the rest of this story after the break right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And trust me, she's okay. We're coming up.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to come by. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
All right, so the big news this week online, right after the DEMA show, you heard the release of the Finding Dory movie debuted online and broke all kinds of internet records. So it's Finding Nemo Part 2. You guys see that? You see that trailer?
I CJ? Have not.
You have not seen Finding Dory?
I haven't.
I know Ryan has, your son. You've seen this, right?
I actually really love Nemo, and I'm too lazy to watch it.
He's too busy playing
Fallout 4.
Yeah, that just came out. He's been playing Fallout 4.
It's amazing.
4. Fallout 4, which is kind of like an underwater movie about
if you get on power armor, you can breathe underwater, so that's cool. But the water's radiated mostly.
It's radiated. Like radioactive, you mean?
Yes.
So you'll sprout a third nipple if you go in, even though you can breathe underwater. There's always a downside, isn't there? All right. Well, anyway, you got that to look forward to. One of those.
Yep. Third nipples.
Third nipples. Yeah. We never have enough. All right. So, you know, a lot of things were happening with Pup at the DEMA show. We're going to get back to what happened at the DEMA show, but we're trying to find out what happened after, which is he wrecked his rental car. And first of all, Pup, are you with us? Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I am.
All right. You're a little distorted on your mic there. I don't know if you can back anything off there a little bit. You might have turned it up too much, Air Pup. But we do got you back. And you were telling your story that after the show, you're driving down the Florida Turnpike to catch your flight back with Mermaid Tiffany, and you hit a mushroom axle in the middle of the road. Basically, a truck had fallen apart in front of you, but it's like in the middle of the night, so you don't see it. You run into this thing at 70 miles an hour. I guess the rental car, is it totaled, by the way? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so definitely. You totaled the car, but you and Tiffany, we'll get this out of the way. Obviously, you're talking to us today, so that's a good sign. Tiffany's okay. You're both okay, other than being bumped and bruised up a little bit. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. So at least we got that much accomplished, and you guys were okay, and now you just got a paperwork nightmare you got to deal with, I'm guessing, or what?
Yeah, it's not gonna be pretty, I'm sure. Looking like, I think that the guy was uninsured too, I think is what's gonna end up happening. But so it's gonna get more complicated, but I don't know. You know, I'm letting my insurance company deal with it till I have to jump in.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah, CJ, what do you think?
Pup, when can we maybe expect the song that this incident will inspire?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
I know I know there's a song coming out of this somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually several, yes, but
I ran into a mushroom on the highway.
I'm lucky to be alive.
Actually, didn't we play it earlier in the show?
No, that wasn't
him. I swear to you, it was not him. We had a new song I debuted on the show today, Pup, and I made a special point to make sure people realized it was not you.
You're lucky you missed it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
It was horrible.
Yeah, just not up to your standard of musical quality there, my friend. But yeah, maybe this would inspire a new tune. You know, I left the Dima show and trashed my rental car. I don't know. You got to work on the title, maybe. But there could be some. But honestly, we're just happy that everything worked out and you're okay and you guys are safe. And because, that created quite a stir on the internet once the word got out that you guys had a little incident after the show. So,
and that's kind of why I did it that way, because the thing is, once you tell one person, it spreads like wildfire. So I thought, rather than having to field 200 phone calls, mm-hmm. I would just put it on the internet and go, "Hey, here's what happened.
Right.
We're okay, it's all good." You know,
we did
end up finally going off the road, but I managed. Even the emergency guys were like, "Dude, I don't know how you stayed on the road that long." Because literally, what I did is I just felt when the car felt like it was swaying, mm-hmm. like it was going to roll, I just would counter steer and go the other direction. And so I stayed on the road for quite a while, but we did end up eventually going into the forest. It was not a swamp, which was good because Mermaid Tiffany, when her legs are in full swing, she's not really that fond of swamp water. You know what I'm saying? Just the ocean, no problem, but swamp water, she's not big on.
Yeah. She's not good at swimming in the swamps with gators. That's not her thing.
Nope.
As a mermaid. I hear you.
Definitely.
Who
not
could
her
blame
thing.
Her?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about more positive things. What did you see at the Dima show? Anything jump out at you as far as things that we saw at the show? I mean, you put on a nice little performance in the Fiji aisle during one of our lunchtime festivities with those folks. It went really well. But what did you see walking around the show? Anything jump out at you there, Pup? Or what do you think?
I saw a lot of really neat new stuff. I mean, there's always, it seems like in the camera world, with the GoPro and the Polar Pro guys, I mean, there's just a constant barrage of new stuff coming all the time, and it makes it so much easier for us to capture and save our memories from our awesome diving. And of course, I got to meet, all the new friends and old friends and what have you. I picked up, all my sponsors gave me some more stuff. I got some more Rum Reggae shirts and Scooby-Doo rags and all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm excited about all the trips we're talking, with Scuba Radio about doing, because that's always a fun time. And that was the one resounding thing that I heard is that it was a good show for people. I mean, we can't always get a lot of feedback from everybody on, hey, are you seeing traffic? How are you making sales or whatever?
Right.
Sounds like a lot of people were booking trips, not just interested, but they were locking them in. I mean, they got dates, boom, we got bodies in the seat type thing. So it sounds like it was a really fantastic show overall for everybody. That's the feedback that I got.
Yes, and I would have to second that for sure. We're going to check in with Big Wave Dave here before the end of the hour, who was hosting the Be a Diver Pool. And I told you that Bill, the producer, AKA Scuba Steve Harvey at the show. Wanted
what about
to
Scuba Richard Dawson?
I don't know. He was going for a Steve Harvey. He was wearing a purple suit. You know, so he was really kind of trying to be with
big, huge mustache.
Yeah. He was going for something more along those lines. But yeah, he wanted to go swimming in the be a diver pool. And we're going to talk to him. And I was talking to him off the air, and he got the same vibe that that everybody's been saying, that it was a very positive show, a lot of business taking place, a lot of places doing business and booking trips, like Pup said. And I will tell you, we are going to be making some big announcements for 2016 here for Scuba Radio as far as where we're going, some trips that we're going to do that we're going to invite you to join us for. So make sure you keep listening over the next few weeks for that. But let's go to Jerry the Diver Guy, who this was the kind of the, I don't know, the last year you kind of tagged along with us somewhat, I guess, right, Jerry? Or did you in Vegas? I forget. Was he there? Well, you were there.
Oh, I wasn't in Vegas.
No, you weren't in Vegas. That's right. It was 2 years ago.
You were hallucinating.
Yes. I dreamt that him. He was like a 3D, you know, rendering of Jerry the Diver Guy. Or it was either him or Michael Jackson. I forget. When I was in Vegas and we'd been drinking and stuff.
It was Elvis.
It could have been Elvis, too. That's true. But this was kind of your first time to come out and hang with the crew and really work with us as part of the Scuba Radio family. And you had a good time, didn't you, Jerry?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I always have a blast with you, Al.
Well, definitely. And you know, it either ends up, you know, I guess it was 4 years ago, we ended up, no, that was 2 years ago, we ended up at the IHOP face down, passed out, and pancakes. Is that what it was? Do you remember that, CJ?
That was last year.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So you don't remember either.
The last Orlando
one. I'm not the only one who's losing their marbles. All right. Well, we'll try to bring it back to you in flashbacks here coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, CJ's son Ryan in the studio with me today. Also via the web, we have the Scuba Cowboy. We have M1 of M&M and Jerry the Diver. Oh, I said Jerry the Diver Guy and the Scuba Cowboy. So we got a full crew here reflecting on our DEMA show experiences. Some of them more colorful than others, more harrowing than others. Scuba Cowboy survived a terrible car crash, and we're just happy you survived. That's the bottom line on that, Pup. So glad that you and Tiff are good to go, and we can look forward to doing some diving here in the coming weeks and coming months. And by the way, before I forget, you know, we're getting ready to launch our annual Give the Gift of Scuba campaign. So over the next couple of weeks, start thinking accordingly, and we will give you some additional ideas as far as, you know, obviously giving the gift of scuba, like a scuba class to your non-diving friend, or in Ryan's case, you know, CJ will obviously be giving him scuba lessons to become a diver. Yeah?
Do it.
Is that right, CJ? Isn't that what you're giving
him? I can't say. It'll ruin the surprise.
Well, true. Yeah. And it's either that or you're going to get a visit from Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa on Christmas morning, Ryan.
He lives in my house. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I've heard this, that he's visited before,
elf.
And he's left his stench on Christmas morning.
He has visited my house.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Time or two.
Sorry about that. Okay. Anyway, Jerry the Diver Guy, you know, is telling us a little bit about his experiences at DEMA. And Jerry, I know you had fun hanging with the crew, and you were very helpful, you know, helping us manage our Divers Family Feud and all the other festivities in the Bahamas and Fiji that we did in their isles. What stood out? Any particular equipment or anything that stood out from your perspective that you would like to share, or what do you think? You know,
there's all kinds of new stuff, and I'm like Pup. There's all kinds of gadgets over in the camera aisles and
high tech stuff.
There's
right?
so many high tech stuff that I see.
You know, Jerry is. You know, you listen to him. He sounds kind of like a high tech kind of guy, does he not? You know, he's in the mountains of Virginia, and he's looking for technology.
High test.
Is that what? Maybe I misunderstood him. You got me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you, eat my parasites.
Baby, there's a shark in the water.
Questions I always get from people that don't dive is like, ooh, what about the sharks? Aren't you afraid of the sharks? You know, it's dangerous what you do. Just diving, period. I'm like, look, you are more likely to hurt yourself on your way to the dive site than you are on the dive site with a shark, a fish, a critter, whatever the case may be. And maybe, in a way, the scuba cowboy was just trying to drill that point home by totaling his rental car on the way back to Denver. You think that's one way to look at it, I guess, Pup, isn't it? You think? No?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, several people posted on Facebook and said that exact same thing.
Yeah. You know?
You're much more likely to get hurt on the way diving. And see, that only proves that diving is an ultimately safe sport. And hey, you don't have to, you know, you're preaching to the choir here, man.
That's right. Way to sell it there, Pup. A little, that's a little bit too much dedication to the sport, but I appreciate the sentiment just the same. All right, so Jerry, I got to go back to you. So it was the technical stuff at DEMA that jumped out at you, like the GoPros. We mentioned the 360, what was it, 360 Heroes? Is that what we decided? 360hero.com that caught our eyes, had a virtual reality filming technique for GoPros, which is pretty cool. Anything else stand out specifically as far as new gear or wetsuits or anything like that, or that you can think of, or did you just kick back and enjoy the socializing and networking with everybody in the dive industry? What do you think there, Jerry?
Well, you know, I socialized a lot.
You did. Absolutely.
Thanks to you, you introduced me to a whole lot of people. And I'm always honored to be a part of that group.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, they come up like, hey, wait a minute, you're Jerry the Diver guy. Where's the spring water? Where's the
Well, I had that quite a few times.
Well, you improvise because he didn't have any spring water on site because he was flying. You can't do that legally. You know, spring water, you'd think it would be no problem with the airlines. But in this environment that we're in, you got to be careful. So you improvised and just took the local resources available in Orlando and kind of came up with a workable concoction that, created its magic for you like you were back home. Am I right there? Is that a way to phrase it? Inappropriately or what?
There's always mixtures of everything that we had.
True. That's right. All right. And he's resourceful. He knows how to improvise when he doesn't have his homegrown brew available to him. But we had a good time. We hung with Richie Kohler, one of the shadow divers. I had a great conversation with Richie. Oh,
he's an awesome guy.
He has a new book coming out. We were talking about that a little bit last week, but I talked to him a little bit later on one evening and got a little bit more detail of what was going on with this new book that he has coming out in a few months. You're going to hear more about that on Scuba Radio. Also, Megan Heaney-Greer, she was at the show and working for the Blue Coalition group. But I caught up with her, and there are big things to come with Megan, who was the star of Treasure Quest.
Major things.
Snake Island. I'm not at liberty to say any more than that, other than you will see more of Megan in 2016. How about that? And CJ just looked up. He goes, oh, yeah, Papa Lang. And then he turned to Ryan, his son. He goes, yeah, you didn't hear that. There's more to come from Megan. And she is she's a go-getter, and it's good to see her back and active in the dive industry. Now, right from the DEMA show, I hopped in a private plane and flew down to the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show for our World of Boating radio show, and had to go cover that on Sunday. These two events, major events for the boating and diving industry, ended up happening the same time this year, which is very difficult for us. But luckily, I know people. like Clay from Explore Ventures, and he flew his plane in, his private plane in, and invited me to fly down there with him, play co-pilot, and kind of work in a little of our Just Plane Radio stuff, World of Boating, that kind of thing. Made me, you know, it was very efficient to be able to fly down there, cover the boat show, and get back in time to do the show this week and cover it accordingly. But when I was at the boat show, guess who I run into? You know, not only did I hang with Megan at DEMA and caught up with her for the first time, really, in probably, I don't know, 15 years, because she's kind of coming back into the dive industry. You know, she was with this group of Manny, Mark, and Megan. Back in the day, they had made these videos. They had went out in the ocean, and they were, like, grabbing the dorsal fin of tiger sharks and great hammerhead sharks and alligators and doing crazy stuff on film that nobody thought was humanly possible at the time. And still, to this day, if you go back and watch the videos of Megan, Mark, and Manny, you'll let go, oh my God, these guys are insane. How did they do this? And he you know, Manny in particular is from Cuba, and he has kind of like this whole, I don't know, Tarzan shark whisperer thing kind of going on. And he just was an amazing wildlife, I don't know, what do you call it? A whisperer or something. I don't know. He could just do things with alligators, sharks, and snakes and all kinds of crazy things that you just didn't think were possible. And he looks like Tarzan. He looks crazy, or a cross between Tarzan and Charles Manson. And it's funny, after not seeing him for a while, he was at the Fort Lauderdale boat show. So not only did I catch up with Megan, I went down to the boat show, and there's Manny. I hadn't seen him in like 10 years, right? So we start talking. And it's funny, as he has gotten older, like we all have, he has went from a cross between Tarzan and Charles Manson to a little bit more like Weird Al. I mean, it's kind of an interesting, you know, progression, but he kind of has a little bit more of a crazed Weird Al kind of vibe going on about him now. But I love him to death, and it was great catching up with Manny. It was kind of ironic to see Manny and then come from just visiting with Megan at the DEMA show and catching up with them both. But he's doing some cool stuff. He does like alligator wrestling and all kinds of crazy stuff. He worked with the folks from Jackass for a while. In all the Jackass movies, he's the wildlife expert, if you've watched those movies. Now Ryan's going, oh yeah, I know that guy.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, when you were talking about them grabbing stuff, I was like, okay, I'm going to say, is it like Jack? But I, you know person,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, you can't say that on the radio. You can't say Jackass, Ryan, don't say it. So anyway, there you go. You know, it was cool. And it was nice to be able to fly down there and live that whole jet set kind of life and fly back. You guys are impressed? Are you impressed, EJ? As you should be, yes. Or no? Yeah, are you thinking like, ooh.
If you turn my mic on, I will be.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, now you're impressed. Well, is it
amazing?
All.
Don't insult the guy who's in charge of whether your mic is
exactly.
Or not.
Yeah, come on, take the lead from
Dad,
your sibling geez. Or,
don't
or
question
whatever.
Your
you can turn his off.
Okay, turn his off. His is off. There you go. See, he's done. He's eight. Go to your room.
Go play with the cat.
Yeah. All right, but it was a fun time down at the boat show. Actually, I ran into Eric Stone.
I have a question
too,
for you on the
one of the original Scuba Doos. Yes, CJ.
On the private plane,
mm-hmm.
Were
yeah.
there snacks?
Yeah, I brought a lot of them, actually. I
no,
had a
they
lot.
Weren't provided?
No.
Were there snakes?
No. Now, this I was flying in a Piper Saratoga, which will do about 160, 165 knots, you know, miles per hour, thereabouts. And it's a six-seat plane, but we had it loaded up with DEMA stuff. So he had loaded up all the, you know, the plane in the back of the plane had taken the seats out. So it was just the two seats in the front of the plane, and it was loaded up with all the gear from Explore Ventures, little boards and things that they had to set up their booth and stuff at the DEMA show. And he had to fly down there. He wanted to look at some boats, so he offered to, you know, fly me down so he could go to visit the show as well. So
is there a bathroom on it?
Well, there is if you go. I mean, it's really anywhere you go when you're in a small plane like that. The bathroom is where you make it.
Your pants.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Ryan, did you want to say something?
I said, you know, in your pants.
Or well, it could
open
be.
The door,
yeah.
Go from there. See
well, you could on. Open the door, but that would be bad. You wouldn't really want to open the door if you could help it. You know, they got these little tiny doors on these planes where you could literally, you know, if you aimed properly. It would create an awful mess. You know what I'm saying? It's not a real big hole.
Things we can't talk about on the radio.
But do anyway. Go figure. Now, they have these things in airplanes. Actually, there's a thing called the Little John. which is a travel
urinal,
plastic, container, and you know, you use it accordingly, and you know, it's easier to aim and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's called a Little John. So there you go. Actually, for Just Plain Radio, our show about aviation and being a private pilot, we were going to have Just Plain Radio Little John's Maid as a Chotsky, a giveaway prize, because everyone needs one. All pilots do, at least. And even if you're not a pilot, you might need one in your car or something, right?
Yeah, you don't want to stop. You don't want to get caught.
The rest area is closed for renovation. Guess what? You pull out your Just Plain Radio Little John, and you're good to go.
Instant relief.
That's what we are. We're kind of like relief. Or number two, depending on your perspective. How did this happen? I don't know. It just does sometimes. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love, 'cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show, it almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that,
You know we are so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Big Wave Dave is on the phone, on the road. Dave, how are you, buddy? You love to dive, too. I know. I know this. Are you?
Oh, I'm on the road, but taking a little break. You know, we don't have an accident out here. We're about an hour out of Louisville right now.
Okay, yeah. Don't have an accident. Don't follow, Pup the Scuba Cowboys, drive path. Yeah, you don't want to do that. But you're driving to the next big event for the Be a Diver pool, right? Down in Fort Myers, is that the deal or what?
Yep, we're setting up the pool on Wednesday, and we'll get the Fort Myers Boat Show on Thursday through Sunday.
All right, so you'll be there next week, and I know you got some big news for the Be a Diver pool that you're going to share with us in a few weeks, but this is the last big event of the year for the Be a Diver pool on tour. Is that right or what?
Well, yeah, then go home, take a little bit of break, kind of get everything rebuilt, reorganized for hitting the road in January to the Cleveland Boat Show.
For the Cleveland Boat Show in January, right. And the Dima Show was a huge success. And by the way, what was the deal with Bill the producer wanting to take a dip in the Be a Diver pool? What was going on with that?
I'm not really sure. We never connected. He talked about it. He'd see me, but we were so busy with everything, we just never crossed paths.
Okay. Now I did ask him. There was something he wanted to test to see if Big Wave Dave was putting in that blue chemical in the pool or something like that. Do you care to say that?
Was that from parent, whatever? Yeah, he wanted to test a little color coordination.
Yeah,
water,
maybe.
Huh?
Yeah, he wanted to do something ridiculous. I don't know what it was, but he kept stripping down into his swimmies each morning and go, "I'm going to the Be a Diver pool. Here I come!" And then, but you never saw him actually in the pool. So we'll have to, I guess, figure out what happened last week. Yeah, you never did see any blue clouds.
So he didn't get in there.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you didn't see any blue clouds when you came back to the. To the pool, like chemical getting triggered or anything like that, right? I'm just saying. No?
No, it was clear all weekend.
All right, good. That's good to know. And all you got to do is go to beadiver.com. You find out where Dave's going to be. I'll let you concentrate on the road, Dave, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks. Okay, my friend?
No problem. Heading back out right now.
There you go. Heading to Fort Myers for the Fort Myers Boat Show this coming weekend. So if you're in the area, make sure you look for Big Wave Dave and the Be a Diver pool. Okay, so... we just got a few minutes left, but I got, M1, who was there, Mark. And Mark, yep, what did you see at the Dima show? You didn't try to jump in the pool, did you?
I did not, because Bill was already in it, so I didn't dare get in there.
Exactly. Good point.
But, everybody talks about all the high-tech stuff, but the destinations, Greg, are amazing, right? I mean, there's places I can't even pronounce at that show that just are amazing, all the different places you can learn about.
Sure. Well, and, you were at Matava with us in Fiji, and it was nice to see Richard and the gang from that resort, and Stuart were there at the event, so you were able to catch up with them. But just
it's great. Yep.
Some of the other places to want to go as a diver... You added more things to your, or more destinations to your diver bucket list, I guess, is what you're trying to say. Is that right?
I am definitely going to add St. Croix to my dive bucket list, that's for sure. That
St.
really
Croix.
Looks like a neat place. Yeah, and you don't hear much about it, but it's a great secret.
Yeah, well,
now it's out.
Well, what was it about St. Croix that caught your eye? What were they doing?
Well, it's really neat because it's the American Virgin Islands, so it's still, it's still America. So you're there, and it's not... easy to get to, or it's kind of out of the way. So I think the diving there is going to be spectacular.
Well, good point. I would agree with you on that. That's actually on my list. I haven't been to there to do some diving. Ed Buckley and our friends over there at St. Croix Blue Water Adventures, I know they were wandering the show. They actually, Ed gets confused with the Scuba Cowboy quite a bit because they have a similar type of, wardrobe. Am I right there, Pup?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so Ed and Pup at the dive shows get confused quite a bit. But Ed is the one in the Crocs. And, I don't know, you wear Crocs sometimes too, I guess. Don't you, Pup, or do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, then you guys need to mix it up a little bit. I don't know.
I always have a do-rag on. He doesn't.
Okay, so Pup is the one with a do-rag. So there you go. And CJ actually came up with another name for you. What were you saying we could call the Scuba Cowboy? What? What was it?
I think that was Jimmy.
That was Hemi? What was it? What? Jimmy? You're another name for the scuba cowboy?
That's the same thing we've always called him.
What's that?
Plop the scuba cow pie.
Plop the scuba cow pie?
Yeah.
That's not right. That's just...
But if you say it really quick, plop the scuba
pie. I'm sorry, Pup. I thought he was going to say something appropriate. And we'd end on a high note. But once again, we're going to end it on a low note because we're a show devoted to diving. And that's just what we do. Okay? And I apologize, as always. All right, so there you go. Another one from the record books, or just the books, period. And we'll be back next week right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Till then, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.